Indeed, it's you, Lord.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Oh, indeed. Where are we going to go today? This is Psalm 145. And we're nearing the end of the psalm. We're at verse 20 today. There's only one more verse. And then let me tell you, after that, I'm going to bring you a series on revival, looking at hundreds of different, well, hundreds, quite a few different verses. And we'll be doing that next. But right now, verse 20 says this: the Lord protects those who love him, but he destroys the wicked. The Lord protects those who love him, but he destroys the wicked. Remember, once again, this is coming from David's point of view. Remember that. He knows that he's been to war. He's battled many, many battles. He's killed 10,000 people, 10,000 men in a battle. Just imagine those battles that he's been through. And David is seeing it as the Lord God Almighty destroying those who are wicked. Those who are against him, in other words. Beloved, I'm not sure that God does that now, and that's because of Jesus Christ, and that is because of grace. And I want to talk about grace. I want to talk about the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to talk about that wonderful thing that he did when he went to the cross at Calvary. He knew that he was going to die. He knew that his death was going to bring us life, and life abundantly. On the night that he was betrayed, he was in the garden. And I've actually been to the Garden of Gethsemane, you know. And I've actually preached in the Garden of Gethsemane to an assembled crowd of people. And that was quite awesome. I've also preached in the upper room in Jerusalem. That's an aside. But when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said to the Lord, "Lord, I don't want to taste this poison, but not your will, my will, but your will be done." He knew the pain that he was going to go through. He knew the suffering that he was going to have to endure. And he knew that he was going to have to take the sin of the entire world on his shoulders. I want to go real quick to Isaiah. And I want to go to chapter 53. From verse 3, he was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way, and he was despised, and we did not care. Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sin. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that we could be whole. He was whipped so that we could be healed. Look at those words. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's path to follow our own, yet the Lord laid upon him the sins of us all. Beloved, know this. Every one of our sins was laid at the foot of the cross, and Jesus carried that burden. I want you to imagine something. I find this quite helpful, I have to say. I want you to imagine, if you will, I want you to imagine our dear Lord walking down the Via della Rosa, struggling down the Via della Rosa with that cross on his shoulder as he dragged it. And he was being whipped while he was going. The weight of that cross wasn't just the mere wood, beloved. The weight of that cross was your sins and my sins. Every day we continue to sin. One of the most quoted scriptures that I bring you is Romans 3 and verse 23. One of the most quoted scriptures, beloved. All of us sin and fall short of the glory of God. All of us. And our sin was the weight of that cross on his shoulder. He bore our sins, beloved. The Lord protects all of those who love him, but he destroys the wicked, says the psalmist. But because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that destruction has ended. Because now we can turn to the Lord God Almighty and we can say to him, I am so sorry for my sin. I ask you in Jesus' name to forgive me and make me whole and make me brand new and wash me clean by the blood of the Lamb of the wonderful Savior who was crucified on that cross 2,000 years ago. That is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is why he had to die. He had to die so that he could reconcile God the Father and man. He had to die so that he could bring God and man together through Jesus Christ. And through Jesus Christ, and through the whipping that he received, we are healed, says the Bible. And through Jesus Christ, we are reconciled to God. Hallelujah and glory to God. Isn't that worth saying, I praise your name, I worship your holy name, O God? The Lord protects all of those who love him. Beloved, if you love him, if you love him right now, know this, you are fully protected by the Lord God Almighty. You are fully protected by the great I Am. You are fully protected by the Trinity, by the Holy Spirit, by the Father, and by Jesus. You are fully protected by an army of angels, warrior angels, that will do battle on your behalf and will protect you to the very end. You, beloved, are fully protected. Why? Because you love him. And why are you protected? Because he first loved you. Blessings and glory be to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of everyone, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now, forever and ever and ever. We're going to go right on with music now here on Worship Radio 247 online. Here is Paul Bellon.